Loitering with intent. The story of an abandoned tent. Being a person with a penchant for outdoor pursuits, all right, a bit of an oddball, I have camped since a very young age, including camping on the Cairngorms, Snowdon and the Brecon Beacons in the midst of winter, including a whiteout on Darver Moor, as well as many times in France and Spain. And in spite of all this, and even at my great age, I usually still manage to have a camping break a couple of times a year. Since having replacement joints in both knees, I have compromised and bought myself a large six-berth, two-bedroomed affair on the grounds of comfort and joy. I, however, still get a buzz from waking up free from the pressures of the world, and if I'm lucky, to birdsong and sunshine. Last year, in early June, I was in North Norfolk for a break, birdwatching and photographing in the salt marshes in a hired Canadian canoe. I was accompanied by an old friend, Lee, a former captain in the South Vietnamese Army during the Vietnam War. Lee had been attached to the American Army as an intelligence officer and was left behind in the American embassy when the Americans and anti-communist forces withdrew, or as Lee puts it, got their running boots on. Lee had spent the following 4 years hiding out with his 13 men in the jungle and had successfully brought all of his men out safely via Cambodia and Thailand. I was unable to teach Lee very much about survival in the wild, but he appreciated the comfort of my tent and my Michelin star camp cooking. Came the morning for us to break camp, the weather was still good, but the Met Office had issued a severe weather warning, so we didn't spend too long packing everything into the car and clearing up our area. The campsite is one that I regularly use and is top class. No groups, no noise after 10 p.m, and kept immaculate. I cleared up our rubbish and headed for the bins. Very green, separate bins for glass, paper, plastic, etc. I separated our rubbish, taking the cardboard packaging from the plastic carrier bags and so on. I was about to put the plastic in the correct bin and opened it up. Completely empty except for a virtually brand new tent, all roughly rolled up with its bag, poles and pegs chucked in on top. As I'm a pre-World War II baby, I abhor waste. I looked around the site, which contained a few camper vans, about a dozen family-sized tents, most of the occupants having left for the day, and the yurts and teepees that belonged to the site and are rented out were also unoccupied, and as the tent left in the bin was obviously deliberately abandoned, I felt no qualms about liberating it in order that it may be recycled. I packed it into my car boot and we set off for home. It rained for the next few days, so the errant tent was left in my garden shed until the next dry and sunny day, and I was able to examine it more closely. As I thought, the tent was virtually brand new. It was a two-man model with built-in ground sheet, telescopic poles, pegs, etc. All had separate bags, and there was even a new-looking LED camping lantern, all deliberately discarded and looking as forlorn as an abandoned kitten. Ah. I found the kit a new home, and its next outing, hopefully, will be a much happier one, probably at Glastonbury Music Festival. My next outing will be to North Wales to look at the mountains, but as a professional raconteur and teller of tales, I am sitting here trying to imagine the story of my recycled two-man tent and what it could tell. It wasn't abandoned after a hellish night of storms by its only just survived occupants. Could it have been dumped by a Romeo and Juliet after a lover's tiff? If that was the case, surely the tent would have just been left where it stood as one or both drove off in a huff, sort of coming by car and leaving in a huff. Perhaps it was a guy on his own who'd been watching Bear Grylls on the box and discovered that sleeping on the floor wasn't conducive to a good night's sleep. I can't understand why the tent was taken down and the pegs put in the bag and the poles folded up, but the tent screwed up and the lot, including the bag, plonked in the bin. Why not donate it to charity or to a deserving youngster, as I have? Within an hour of my finding it in the bins would have been emptied by the bin men and lost forever. Meanwhile, I'm imagining so many different stories that could fit the history of the discarded and forsaken Marie Celeste of a tent. If my chum Lee had been a major instead of a captain, I could have used the title A Major Incident and made everyone groan.